This is the Don and Mike Show.
You really want to test him out? Why don't you try the old Jerry Lewis trick?
Jerry Lewis?
I heard when Jerry Lewis left a meeting, he'd purposely leave a briefcase with a tape recorder in it. Then after 5 minutes, he'd come back for it, listen to what everyone said about him.
That's pretty paranoid.
Yes, it is.
I like it.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
You have to think of the audience as a child that you're in charge of. And you have to do right by the child. And the child will ask for things that they shouldn't be given, because it'll make them ultimately less happy. It'll be a better feeling for them. They'll look back on this thing and have something that they experienced in their lives that didn't go to hell.
Well, let's see.
Right. Thank you, Jerry.
Yeah, nice to see you on the Academy Awards.
Who are these people?
That was so incredibly lame.
Exploitive and litigious. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
That's our names. Don't wear them out, everybody. Are you guys playing with the phone today back there? Joe Robbie? Almost said that like the name of a stadium.
Joe Robbie Stadium.
Joe Robbie Stadium.
Well, you playing with the phone.
I just saw the lines.
Don't play with it.
I saw the lines being X'd out.
That's the only Seinfeld I do. It's the one where he's yelling.
That's pretty good.
Did you see me on the Oscars when I was the bee? On top of the microphone. It wasn't funny.
How many times do you think they had to do that show and recut scenes because Jerry Seinfeld, especially in the beginning, was such a bad actor?
I was a terrible actor. This is upset.
Although when you watch the reruns a lot of times, he does look like he's about ready to bust out laughing.
Yeah, that too.
And you know what?
That's a big problem. It was a problem.
Eventually on Seinfeld, they played around the fact that he couldn't act. You know, I think they wrote it around that. I think he knew it. He's smart enough to know that he couldn't act.
Yeah. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, hello.
Hello.
I wanted to just mention about the Saturday Night Live thing.
Yeah, thing.
Go ahead.
Just mention Garrett Morris to him. I don't want to talk to him. Just what happened to Garrett Morris?
Our top story tonight, you're talking to them. And General Elissimo Francisco Franco is still dead. Our top story, I believe Garrett Morris for a while was on the show Hunter.
And wasn't he in porn?
A top story. I sure hope so.
Don't know, Mike.
I think he got into porn for a while.
I think he was on Martin, wasn't he?
Was he?
Physically?
In porn?
I never missed an episode. So.
I seem to remember him as back in the day being like a pimp. Snitch who was like half good, half bad on Hunter.
That sounds right.
I thought that he actually was maybe a pimp snitch in real life, too. I think he traveled in organized crime circles.
Garrett
I remember
Morris?
Reading that somewhere, which made him more dangerous.
Our top story, Mike thinks Garrett Morris was mobbed up.
I do. Indeed, I do.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
Hi, boss.
Good afternoon.
Hey, first time caller, long time listener.
Oh!
Goodbye.
You got another That's a rule. You can't say that. Sorry. It's just so Rush Limbaugh, isn't it, really?
No. I'll hang up and listen.
First time, long time, blah, blah. Here's my agenda. I'm not going to go clean myself off.
I just want to say that I hated John McCain until the New York Times hated him, too. I can't hate someone that the New York Times hates. That's the way my brain works.
Logical.
Uh-huh.
Intelligent.
Makes perfect sense to me.
Baby blues.
Baby blues need drugs now.
Wilma. Meet at Denny's. Why does he remember all the details of Fresh Limbaugh's whole thing? With the
because no one else talks about it.
Great details.
But we hung on every word.
Cigar boxes full of pills.
In terrible trouble. Need baby blues now.
Told you we'll spin out of it. Years later, divorced bitch wife.
Ladies and gentlemen, hearing has left my ears.
Was a lie.
Rush. Da-da-da-da-da-da.
And as your hemorrhoidal tissue, Rush.
The hemorrhoidal tissue is still agonizing. It's agonizing pain.
I like every square inch of my glorious naked body.
Except for the hemorrhoidal tissue.
And I wish that dude, Rush Limbaugh, being as he's now, sadly, the gold standard of our industry.
Mm. Many, many more affiliates than this lowly program.
Yeah, no kidding. You would think he would have the money to get a better webcam. Because whenever they show, like, a clip of his show.
I like seeing him when he's casual. When he's casual Palm Beach Rush.
You don't want to see him too well.
He's got on his cabana shirt and
the quality, hey, I have a question for you, like Mr. Smarty Pants.
FBI surveillance quality video.
Do you? I don't see you speaking into a golden microphone.
Gold EIB microphone.
Yes. Spray painted gold. A sham. Just like my existence.
Oh, Rushbo. Oh, Jeff Christie.
Just tried to put that together that they're saying that the only reason now that all these guys that were hating on John McCain come out and supported Rush passionately is because there was that nasty article about the lobbyist. Yeah, and now they're all behind him. So you think, well, is there anybody that sophisticated in the political campaign of John McCain that perhaps, you know, motivated the Times to do this?
It's a good question.
Because everybody agrees now this was a windfall for the guy, right?
Anything could be staged.
It was a windfall for John McCain all the guys that were hating him in the conservative base of the party are behind the guy.
All these years later, don't people generally think of Rush Limbaugh like we used to think of Jim and Tammy Faye?
I'll tell you what bothers me.
Snake oil salesman.
I think of him that way, but you really, when you see on a newscast, whether it's Fox News or CNN, and I'll use CNN as an example, when they're, you know, quoting Rush Limbaugh as part of the newscast saying that they mobilize their conservative base, I think in that certain segment of the country, these guys still carry a big stick.
He still has followers.
And I think that is reason to build a shelter in your backyard. Be afraid.
The only stick Rush Limbaugh needs is the one for wiping.
My wand. Where is my wand?
Forgot about the wand.
I use on the end of every wand. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I use wrapped up old ties that were designed by my ex-wife. That's what I use to wand myself.
Hello, Don and Mike show here. What's happening?
Radio guys, how you doing?
Hi, thank you for waiting.
Hey, pretty good. I think vintage Saturday Night Live, I think of the one and only Mr. Bill. Any thoughts?
None. Thank you.
I asked the drummer, the great drummer, dead drummer, a million years ago, Buddy Rich, that question. It was my one question. I'd heard that he didn't like country music, and that's exactly how he answered that question. And I was a little boy, you know, a little college boy doing my very first big interview with my idol, the drummer. Yeah, you know how I idolize him. Said, so I've heard you don't really like country music. What are your thoughts on that? And he looked at me straight in the eye, and he went, none. And he shut up, and he looked at me, and he stared at me just like that.
How you doing there, little Mike O'Mara?
And I did not have a follow-up question at the ready because I was a novice.
It's me, Buddy Rich. Why don't you take off your shirt? Come over here. Let's play the skins together.
Wouldn't that have been special?
You rode your bicycle all the way to see me now, didn't you?
He would have done it.
Are you putting Harv Moore and Buddy Rich in the same category?
Sure, we're pedophiles. Harv Moore had his way with Don, but I've got you, little Mike O'Mara.
I would have welcomed it.
I know, with my drumsticks.
Oh, I would have welcomed any way possible.
My brushes.
Please, buddy, take me, buddy.
How about a thicker stick, Mike?
Nice paradiddle.
Come on, be my human hi-hat.
Somehow that doesn't work as nice as the boy next door, Harv Moore.
No, it doesn't.
So I wasn't that young when I interviewed Buddy Rich.
Mike O'Mara, this Buddy Rich. You're a handsome young man. I'll be straight with you. I'll be honest with you. How would you like to me up the right now with Tommy Newsom watching?
I'm afraid I would have turned him down. I would have let him take me.
What if I raped you?
That's fine.
Hi, it's Buddy Rich, ready to rape Mike O'Mara.
No problem at all.
From Glastonbury, Connecticut. Hey, Barry. It's me, buddy.
Hey, no,
look
stop.
What I'm doing to your boy.
Now, stop. Now, listen, I didn't bring your mother into it when I was doing Harv Moore.
You could.
I could.
Yeah, I could.
Okay.
I hate my mother. Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
That's stupid.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
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 Hi, you're on the air.
Yes, it's you.
Our question, how does it feel to suck all the life out of a room? Go.
Yes, sir. You are on the air. The guy on the phone.
Even played the sound for you.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Hello.
Your turn.
Don and Mike, why are you so mean with people on the phone? Really, what would you folks do with an ass like this?
Really?
Randy. Randy from area code 443.
I really think Randy might not realize.
Or he's put down the phone and walked away.
Here is Professor Spiewak.
We were both right.
About what?
He was in Hunter and Martin. Garrett Morris.
What about porn?
Doesn't say anything about porn.
Mm. Our lead story tonight.
Wait a minute. Well, what research did you do on him?
The Internet Movie Database.
Mike, this would be...
How would you get anything on porn if it was the Internet Movie Database?
This would be the same research that just 2 days ago or 3 days ago you were saying was the greatest, but it was...
Did
Tim
you
Allen
put in Garrett Morris and porn on your
Larry the
on
Cable
your
Guy.
Did you know that his first professional work
excuse
was with
me,
the
I
Harry
asked,
Belafonte
excuse me.
Singers?
I asked you a direct question.
I did
Hello.
Not.
You Randy?
Did not.
No.
And I was about to use... You know, I was about to do the Bobby Knight method on that, you know? Did you type in Garrett Morris and porn? No, you didn't. You didn't do that,
did you? I
did
not do that, Bob.
No, you didn't.
Garrett Morris was shot in the chest by would-be robbers on February 1st, 1994.
Well, maybe that's why I thought he was mobbed up.
I remember that.
That was a mob.
Randy, this is your last chance.
He did an episode of According to Jim.
Hey, hold on.
Am I with you guys?
My God, dude. We've waited. What are you doing there, Randy?
Well, yeah, you're with us. What's going on?
Where you been?
I was taking a nap.
No, really. That's not it. Where were you, really? We've been sitting here for 2 minutes waiting for you.
I was waiting for the idiot at 443 to start talking, but I found out it was me.
The idiot at 443. Well, that's his area code.
Oh.
Yeah, that was me you were talking about.
Why didn't you realize it was you?
Oh, I don't know, because I'm probably wasn't paying too much attention, driving a little.
Why would you be calling a radio show to get on the air live and not pay attention?
Oh, because what I want to talk about was the beginning of the show. Great. Tell me the cat.
No, wait, hold on a second. That's not. Wait, hold it. I'm sorry. I'm not letting you off the hook. That's not a legitimate answer. You said because the subject matter that you wanted to discuss is your excuse for not paying attention when Don said to you 15 times in a row, you're on the air?
Yeah, that's probably it. I'm a little bit behind things, if you notice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Why are you guys so mean with callers? What do other radio hosts do with? Well, first off, I guess stupid people like this don't get through on regular shows because they're screened out, right? Right.
Yeah, well,
screening is good, right?
No,
right?
No.
Good screening process.
Why'd you call, dude?
What's because up? I wanted to ask you guys if you notice how much Kathleen Turner sounds like Dick Clark counting down from midnight.
No, we didn't. But
put them together.
I'll tell you one thing
really
that I did.
Does.
One thing I did notice is that your mom has one little swatch of hair that you missed right on her back,
the middle of her back.
And you might want to go over that with a dry razor when you get home tonight.
Sweet, I'll use the same razor I used with your old lady.
Yeah, there you go. You think you're a funny guy? You're calling about something we did at the beginning of the show.
And
you're
come
breaking
on.
All the rules.
Come on, you know you wouldn't need a razor for that. You'd need a shovel for that, please.
Sometimes it takes you that long to get you guys.
Yeah, but you're being selfish. We've moved well past that. Most people listening right now probably don't even remember that part about the show.
They moved on.
All right, I'll call you in a couple hours.
No, you're not. You're never calling again. You're never calling again.
No, Cletus. We'll see you later.
Talk to you guys.
I'm so glad we had this time together.
Me too.
Yeah.
Not really.
Big grin on his face. Go play the lottery.
Get her done.
It's $12 million this week. You stain. Jesus Christ. Unbelievable.
He'll win, too.
Did you do Mike's research?
I did.
And?
There is no porn in his history.
Okay. All right. And then probably the whole thing about him getting shot is where I associated him with being mobbed up. Probably.
He was on an episode or two of General Hospital in the 60s. How about that? Isn't that something?
That doesn't do anything
for
me.
But it was a very dirty segment.
That doesn't do anything for me.
Full frontal.
Doesn't do a damn thing for me. Yeah, full frontal on soap operas. We only wish.
Yes, someday.
God,
someday.
I wish. Someday. Really.
I swear to God, that would transform the industry. Mm-hmm. Even if you had one channel that showed porno soap operas.
You can get pretty close when you, if you're ever bored at night, turn on Telemundo some night.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of boobage on Telemundo.
You know, we've all done it. You have to be very horny to put on Telemundo.
That's us.
Guilty. Okay, be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.